You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
We've been waiting a while to see which team in the NL West is going to perhaps establish itself as the best in the NL West, and I think we might have an answer, and that would be the San Francisco Giants. I'm Allison Footer, and I'm here with Chris Haff. Chris, I think we talked about this a little last week, but as far as like maybe pulling away, it seems to be happening. The Giants have won 11 games in their last 12 games, and they just seem to be on a roll, and everything is working. So can I deem them the crown jewels of the NL West this early?
Well, you just a look at the standings. They're the only team above 500 in the division. They've got a four and a half game lead over the Dodgers, five over Colorado. Who they will play on their upcoming road trip, and that's always a tough place to play. So, they're not overconfident by any means. They've been here before. They know that they need to maintain, I guess, urgency, sense of urgency, pressure, wherever you positive pressure, whatever you want to call it, on themselves. They've been in situations where especially during their World Series winning years, where at this juncture of the season, they would be the ones who would be trailing, and then they'd come back. So, they know that the Dodgers made a couple of shrewd moves or whatever, acquisitions, maybe even from their minor league system, because they've got talent there. The Dodgers could come on, come back. But for the most part, I think these guys are, starting to get a sense of who they are. They've been pitching, their pitching has been lights out. And now even the four and five starters, Matt Cain, is starting to contribute. So what they're not doing is hitting. That's what's remarkable. The last 16 games in a row, they've not scored more than five runs in any game. You usually associate that with a losing team. Well, over that period, they're 12-4. That shows how well they've been pitching.
Yeah, I mean, they're 7-0 versus the Padres this year. I think they have a 9-game winning streak going back to last year against them. And, their schedule upcoming does look pretty favorable. And really, I mean, that's what you have to do. You have to, totally steamroll the lesser team. That's what good teams do.
Yes.
But, and I'm trying to, I think it's so simple. I don't even think that, there's much scrutiny that you have to, go through to examine the teams in the division. I mean, the Dodgers, when Clayton Kershaw pitches, have this fabulous record, and when he doesn't pitch, they're 100 games under 500. I mean, I'm being a little dramatic there, but the point being that, how could you possibly look at what this starting rotation is doing and think you never know what could happen? And I get that injuries or inconsistencies, but there's no rotation in the NL West that can possibly come close to being comparable. Maybe the D-backs a little bit, but to be comparable to the Giants.
That's just it. If everybody stays healthy, which is still a big if, the key players stay healthy, the pitchers, they should have enough to reach the postseason. And because of, how tough the wild card battles always are, I think, the Giants' best route is to win the division, not get in as a wild card, which has been the case, which was the case in 2014. The Dodgers have won the last three divisions in a row, and I think the Giants will need to unseat them if they really want to have a shot at October.
Yeah, so I was chuckling a little bit when I was reading about Peavy, who is not on a short leash, and only when you have a team that's on a roll like this, when you have four starters who have been very strong, can you have a Jake Peavy who has been completely ineffective? I say that with affection because I really do like the guy, but I mean, absolutely not effective whatsoever, and have his manager be like, we're good, we're going to give him some more time. Let's just play devil's advocate here and think maybe in a couple more starts when he's out after an inning of two-thirds and gives up seven runs that maybe they want to try somebody else out. I mean, it's basically like shuffling in and out a fifth starter at this point, right? I mean, it can't be that difficult, except for the fact that he has such a track record as making a lot of money. But as far as being able to, sort of change things up a little bit in the bottom of the rotation, that doesn't seem to be too difficult of a task.
No, and I think if he's still pitching in effectively in two or three starts, they will continue. Allison, from being around this game, the evaluation process is a daily thing. It's a 24/7 thing, no matter how well or how poorly the team is doing. And so they will rethink the Jake Peavy thing. They'll be rethinking it each time he goes out and pitches and does well or does poorly. You know, the trading deadline is coming up. You know, what would strengthen them more than, you know, as good as their starting rotation is already, why not get another starter and just be almost impregnable? So,
right.
You know, it wouldn't take much for all of a sudden Jake Peavy gets a back injury, or we know how these things work, you know, or feels a twinge in his shoulder. Uh-oh, better put Jake on a DL, you know, so kind of like what happened with Tim Hudson last year. So, it's as good as the pitching is, there's still some, you can always get better.
Yeah, I love that Jeff Samardzija, since he gave up 5 runs on like late April, I think on the 27th versus the Padres, he's had 4 straight starts of allowing 2 or fewer runs. And I think I read an article recently just him saying that he might have been tipping his pitches a little bit last year, that his pitching coach sort of took responsibility for some of the things that didn't go well. He seems to have actually found something concrete that might have been preventing him from being more successful, and he seems to have figured that out. If the Giants could get to Samardzija from a couple of years ago, then that's frightening what they could be.
Yeah, because he's locked up with 4 more years. So,
right.
You know, besides this year, you know, they could have an ace for, they've got 3 aces right now, really, 3 ace quality pitchers. That's just it. You know, Madison Bumgarner, Jeff Samardzija, and of course, Johnny Cueto. So, that's pretty scary. I mean, none is on the level of Kershaw. I mean, we've gone to a point now very quickly where Kershaw is kind of like if we speak of Kershaw in terms of like 40, 50 years ago they talked of Koufax. You know, it's gotten like that. Yeah, but as you pointed out, you've got to have it going all 5 days, or at least most of those 5 days, on the mound. And it can't just be one day, and that's why the Giants are starting to pull away.
So I'm seeing that Sergio Romo is nearing a return from an elbow strain that's kept him out for quite a while. So he's going to go right into that setup role, isn't he?
Probably so. Probably pretty much. I mean, why baby him? It's not like he's a younger player who needs needs a whole lot of reacclimating. This guy's just about a 10-year veteran who has been through it all. You know, he's gotten the last out in the World Series. He's pitched. He's way up there, and on the all-time career appearances list, in franchise history. So no need to ease him back in. Just throw him back in the 8th inning. And then it does deepen the bullpen.
Yeah. It's I don't know. I feel like when I'm watching him pitch, like it just brings back a lot of memories of them winning World Series. So maybe that'll be adding to that there. So, all right. Good times in San Francisco. So thank you so much, Chris. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, Allison. Appreciate it.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.